Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Tuesday, and you do hear that music. It is a short week this week. The Buffalo Bills traveling down to Houston for Thursday night football after getting a very impressive win over the Tampa Bay Bucks on Sunday. Zach Jones hanging with you here, and we go now to the Western Hotline. You know what that music means. Sal Capaccio joins us on, I'm going to say it, a beautiful Tuesday morning. Sal, how we doing?
It is. It is beautiful. It's good football weather. I got a little chilly out there, but nice day for fall football this time of year.
Yeah, you got that crisp weather. Now all of a sudden the morning coffee is like both needed energy-wise, but also heat-wise. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But Sam, I mean, let's jump right into this with the Houston Texans. Look, as much fun as I had this Sunday with the Bills, you know, really opening up the passing game, pushing the envelope down the field, the whole thing, I just wonder if that's not the right game plan against this Houston defense.
Well, I don't know what the game plan is on the Houston against Houston defense because they're really good, Zach, as you know, right? I mean, like their metrics are just really, really good across the board. They're the number one defense in the NFL when it comes to overall team yards allowed, right? I mean, like whatever metric you want to use, they're also the number one in points allowed. They're allowing less than 17 points a game. So either way, no matter how you look at it, this Houston Texans team, 16.3 points allowed, less than 260 yards a game allowed total, less than 87 yards allowed on the ground a game, 171 yards passing allowed. You know, so throw your stat out there. They're a very highly ranked defense. The only thing they're not in the top 10 in, I guess, is sacks per pass attempt. And oh, by the way, they're 11th right there, right? So, I mean, yeah, this is a, I don't know what the answer is, what the game plan is. I think generally in this kind of situation, you try to figure out early on what they want to do against you. You try to have a response, and you keep it off balance as much as possible. And I think that's the key to a team like this. A really great defense like this, you just keep them off balance. You don't let them make you one-dimensional. But in order to do that, you got to at least gain some yards, whichever way you want to do it, run or pass.
Right, and it's starting to look like it's going to be Davis Mills. I think we're going to get kind of almost definitive word today if C.J. Stroud is still in concussion protocol. And you bring up one-dimensional for the Bills. I think that's what they've got to do really the rest of the way here with their defense. I like a lot of the young players on the defense now. Cole Bishop has ascended. I think that's just completely fair to say at this point. You've mentioned a lot. That interception against New Orleans has taken his career into completely different trajectory than it was. And now he's just maybe their best player on defense, kind of week in, week out at this rate. Deion Walker, Max Harrison as well. But overall, the run defense continues to be really bad. Sean Tucker, who's arguably their third string running back for Tampa, just tore him up. And it's not like Houston's particularly great run team, but just looking at the big term, you know, the long term picture here, they're going to have to live with it. And at that point, it maybe is going to be something. We heard a clip from J.J. Watt on Sunday where maybe the Bills are just going to have to lean into, you're going to have to score 35-40 to win every game.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to be the case this week because this might be a lower scoring game, right? I don't know what it's going to take to necessarily, you know, get over the hump and win this game, but I'll say this. If they allow what they have on the ground against this team, a team that is not as good running the football as some of the teams they've seen in the past, it's going to be tough. Zach, because again, let's go back to what we just said on and what I just said about their defense and talking about them. Their defense is so good that if you allow the Texans offense to, you know, get to over 20 points, I don't know if you can win this game. Are the Bills capable of scoring like that? Sure. But I don't think you can count on it against a team like this, especially on a short week and trying to prepare like that. So they're going to have to be, they're going to have to not allow, you know, anything easy for Houston. And as you said, it's looking more and more like it will be Davis Mills. I just read a stat though. When C.J. Stroud has been out, D'Amico Ryans, their head coach in that time, is 3-1. That's a good job by a head coach to be able to win with a backup quarterback. 75% so far of the four games played, right? So that's really good. Davis Mills will throw the ball. He's not afraid to throw the ball. He threw it 41 times last week against the Tennessee Titans. So, you know, he offers a different bit of element than C.J. Stroud does. And, of course, Nico Collins really hurt the Bills last time. Speaking of Cole Bishop, by the way, remember last year, Cole Bishop's in the game. That's that long touchdown pass. That's the post pattern that goes to Nico Collins. That's the guy I think the Bills have to really be on the lookout for. But as far as running the football, you know, Houston has not been great in that department. The Bills cannot let a lesser, quote unquote, run team run on them this week.
Yeah, and you look at it, it's a guy like Woody Marks. Like it's not these named guys. Like I, you know, I'm sitting there halftime of Sunday going, oh God, what if Bucky Irving was in this game? Woody Marks is kind of in the same vein of Sean Tucker. I think he's averaging like 3.5 yards per carry. If you let that guy get off on you, that's going to be a real indictment on where they're at. And I know Bobby Babich talked yesterday with the media, and I just reading what he had to say, it sounded like he was agitated at this point, the run defense, and it's hard not to be. Sal, I mean, they're 31st in the league. But if you get Davis Mills, I think, into a position where he's throwing the ball 40-plus times, if I'm the Bills, I'm happy with that. Like, that's what I want.
Yes.
I want them out of the run game. I want a backup quarterback throwing the ball a lot. And you bring up Cole Bishop and his history with Nico Collins. Hell yeah, let's go. Like, I like that storybook of that was his first moment in the NFL, and it was not a good one. This is a Bills defense that at that point really never gave up plays over the top. And the second their second-round rookie got in, they did. Bishop is just simply put not the same player at this point.
No, that's right. I think that interception against New Orleans really kind of gave him a lot of confidence going forward. And then you couple him with Jordan Poyer and what that's meant for him, right? And I just think Cole Bishop has been such a big part, you know, of this Bills team over the last, you know, several weeks, obviously. At the end of the last game, people pointed out to me that, you know, Cole Bishop didn't play on the final series and was getting his hamstring worked out on the sidelines. So we waited yesterday for, you know, Sean McDermott to give the injury report, and he was not on it. So that's good news, despite the fact that there's like
one of the few not on it.
Yeah, he is not on the injury report, which is really good news for him because and the Bills, because they need Cole Bishop right now with the way that he's playing safety. And yeah, this is going to be a game where I think that they're going to want to probably throw the ball to Nico Collins. They're going to want to get, you know, Nick Chubb or Woody Marks going a little bit here, and it is Woody Marks lately. You look at their splits, it's really been over the last 5-6 games where Woody Marks has become the guy over Nick Chubb. Early in the season, it was Nick Chubb getting most of the carries. Now it's Woody Marks, 18 carries last game, but only 2.4 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. 14 carries the week before that. Nick Chubb, 3 carries, 5 carries. So it's interesting. Isn't it funny, though? Nick Chubb was just this incredible running back for the Browns, yards per carry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a guy that was incredible. And, you know, he goes to Houston, and it hasn't been the same. And I will say this, though. I think that part of the reason is the Houston offensive line just hasn't been that good, right? The Houston offensive line is they've had a lot of ins and outs and shuffling and injuries and things like that over the last year or so. And their offensive line has not done a great, great job blocking in the run game. And they've also given up close to 7% of a drop back sack attempt, which is 17th in the league.
Yeah, they're an abysmal offensive line. And this is also, you know, it was bad last year. And then they traded guys away, like Laramie Tunsil, I guess maybe try to like get better chemistry on the line, because I know it's a huge part of the O-line and how they work, but it has not been good for them at all. And that could be something big for the Bills. You know, Sal, I brought it up in the first hour too. Like, Joey Bosa's been very good in the pass rushing aspect. He's been basically the exact opposite as a run defender. But this is kind of a game that I look at, I'm like, yeah, if Davis Mills is dropping back to pass 40 times a game, this is where somebody like Joey Bosa really makes, you know, the check worth it. You know, he can really kind of dictate a game. I'm curious to see what happens, but you brought up the injury report, Sal. I counted 16. I may be wrong because I counted very quickly, and it was while we were talking here, but 16 guys yesterday. Although I guess the good part is 4 did not practice due to injury. Khalil Shakir was also on there, but due to a personal reason. It was a walkthrough. It was the first day of practice, but boy, I mean, it was a joke, but also kind of serious. It's easier to say who did practice than who didn't.
Agreed. You know, the last week we saw this lengthy injury report, and I made the point that even though it was so lengthy, it was actually encouraging because there were very few guys who didn't practice. It's kind of the same this week, but the difference is you have a short week. So I'm not going to lean all the way into, okay, lots of guys limited, they're going to be okay. I mean, if you're limited on Monday in a walkthrough, and by the way, just so everybody's clear on the process of this, because I do think with this matters and people don't understand sometimes. So just to educate everybody, they weren't actually limited in the walkthrough. Because it's a walkthrough, it's an estimation of what they would have been if it were a full practice and is limited. So it's not like guys didn't do everything in walkthrough. Maybe that's the case, but the point is when you see limited and walkthrough, it doesn't mean at the walkthrough they didn't walk through like everybody else. It means if they had a regular practice, they would have been limited, comma, but today they did a walkthrough. That's what basically it means. Now that being said, I think it's what, 14, 3, 4, 5, 10. 10 guys limited, as you said, and then you have five DNPs, but one of them is a personal, that's Khalil Shakir, so hopefully everything's okay with Khalil on the personal level, but you know, you look at some of the names, I just can't see that they would put Dalton Kincaid on the field yet, right, after a hamstring injury. He was out last week, it's a four-day turnaround. Mecole Hardman gets hurt in the game with a calf injury, four-day turnaround. It's very tough to see guys who didn't play on Sunday or who came out of the game on Sunday be ready to play on Thursday. We'll see. That it means Curtis Samuel as well. Elbow and neck, yes. Not two, you know, two things you don't want to see for a wide receiver, obviously, with his arms, and obviously a neck injury can be very serious. We'll see where that goes with him. And then the other guys who are all limited, lots of them, so we'll see where that goes with especially the defenders, Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa, Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, a lot of the guys that we've come to know be on this list. The good news is Shaq Thompson, a full participant with a hamstring injury, but he was full last week and didn't play on Sunday as well. So I do wonder, because of his age, because he's been dealing with the hamstring, if they just kind of backed off him in that game to make sure he's ready for this game.
Yep, and it's, I mean, we've talked about that too a lot this year, Sal, of like maybe kind of playing the long game here with the injury report. They do have a lot of old guys who've had to play kind of key roles on the defense because of injuries. Shaq Thompson, maybe top of the list there, especially with some of the issues they've had in the linebacker room. You did bring up wide receivers though, Sal, and that is something, it's deeply frustrating, I think, for Bills fans to have had just that explosive passing game against Tampa Bay. You know, the deep balls brought back. It's sort of the days of yore with Josh Allen, right? Kind of just hero ball and in a bit of a wild horse kind of deal. But then you do have Mecole Hardman, who, you know, they have the deep pass to him, and it kind of showed what a lot of people wanted, myself included, when you were looking at a guy like Rashid Shaheed. He spread the defense out. He forced guys to pull away, and you saw, you know, Khalil Shakir's wide open on that play, and that's going to be something on tape. That's going to be awesome for them. But he picks up the calf injury. He's ruled out in the game. You have Curtis Samuel, elbow and neck. He also had a deep pass to him that he's wide open on. Josh just misses him. It looked like more of a miscommunication between those two. But that's two guys they tested down the field. And then, of course, and I do want to get your thoughts on this, the Keon Coleman situation. He is benched after being late to a meeting. It's his second time this year, third time in 2 years. And, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of fans out
there. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There that simply don't have the appetite, especially on a short week, for Coleman to go right back in the lineup, but he may have to, and it may have always been the case anyways with the injuries.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to hear what Sean McDermott says today about Keon, although I don't think we'll get anything definitive on him playing and then being in the lineup or anything like that, but he'll obviously, you know, address it again if, you know, being asked about him. But more importantly, it's going to be interesting to see what happens as the week unfolds and if Keon Coleman is going to play this week. Now, simply by numbers, as you just pointed out, he might have to. And this, I look at it as, and I think this is how the Bills would look at it, and hopefully Keon Coleman looks at it. If he plays, it's an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity to show that you learned and you're ready and you're professional and you're going to go out there and do everything you can to help your team. I'm not saying he hasn't done that on the field, but this is an opportunity to kind of wash away as quickly as possible what happened last week, get on the field and help your team. And I think that, you know, that opportunity, when that opportunity presents itself as a young man in this league who's gone through now three disciplinary issues, you have to take advantage of that opportunity as quickly and as best as you possibly can. So we'll see if that happens. Now, let's just say Khalil Shakir is fine, you know, personal, he's back. Let's just say Curtis Samuel is fine. Mecole Hardman's an interesting one because I don't know if Mecole Hardman being active or inactive directly impacts Keon Coleman, because really Mecole Hardman is more here just for punt and kick returning. Yeah. However, as you mentioned, you throw him on the field for a deep shot, it can really open up the offense a little bit, and he was on the field a little bit. So I'm interested to see how the wide receiver numbers shake out. Let's remember, the Bills signed Mecole Hardman to the 53-man roster. He's on the roster. They elevated Gabe Davis from the practice squad. They can still elevate Gabe two more times. So it's no certainty that Gabe Davis gets elevated this week. That could be, again, you look at it and say, maybe Keon Coleman's ready to play. Are we healthy here? What do we need to do? So it's going to be really interesting to see how these numbers play out. But I think the bigger thing is with Keon Coleman, it might not be this week. I mean, Jack, is anybody going to say the offense was any worse without him last week?
No, I was going to ask you about that. They were better.
Right? Tyrell Shavers was the guy that – it's just weird to say it this way, but I guess the best way I can say it just very directly is I think Tyrell Shavers just was the guy that was better than Keon Coleman in the role Keon Coleman was supposed to play.
Yep, and it's you know, I was being hyperbolic on Sunday when I said it, but like Shavers in his first real game action where it's like, okay, you're going to be a main factor here, he kind of did what Keon hasn't been able to do all year. What was
correct?
He was like the leading separator.
Yep.
In the NFL. I mean, it immediately. And I'm not here to say that Shavers is going to be this world beater. I know Jeremy was joking during Extendo that, you know, maybe he's D. Higgins, and it was a joke, but you know, what if Shavers though was just a good receiver? We haven't necessarily seen that out of Coleman through 2 years. There's been glimpses. There's no doubt about that. But he and Xavier Worthy have both been, I think, really massive disappointments for the Bills and Chiefs, respectively. And you're right. Mm-hmm. The offense hasn't looked – and they're down Dalton Kincaid. Up to that point, inarguably their best man beater. They're down him. And they have maybe their best passing game performance of the season. And, yeah, I think rightfully or wrongfully, people will look at, well, who wasn't on the field? Who maybe was the problem there? And maybe it is Coleman. I don't know. He's in a tough spot, and you're right. If he has to play, this is an opportunity for him. But also, to that point, he hasn't done much when he's been on the field anyways. I mean, you have week one, and that has been kind of the shining light of the season of there's still hope. But after that, it has been a bit of a desert for Coleman in terms of the stats. He has not taken over a game really since then.
Agreed. It's so funny. You brought up the Worthy point too, and it's a totally different discussion, but I am thinking about that group, right? And that's, you know, that's the draft class from a couple of years ago. And of course, Ladd McConkey's doing a really nice job, obviously, in LA. But you think about everything that went into the trade and all the analysis about that and the Bills. And I mean, Xavier Worthy has had over 50 yards twice this year.
Yep.
And one of them is 83 yards is his top. Otherwise, the last few games, 25, 23, right? Three catches last week. Targets, you know, 3 out of 5, 3 out of 7 a couple weeks ago at Buffalo, by the way, in that game. So it's just a point about, like, sometimes these young receivers, and this is not me making a point about the trade or what happened between the two. I just think that sometimes these young receivers, as much as we see some of them come in the league and hit right away, it doesn't work like that for everybody. And it all could be for different reasons. For Xavier Worthy, it feels like it's just they can't kind of match up what they want to do. Offensive line, little shuffling in and out. They're missing on some deep balls over there. They're trying to get the ball in different ways in manufacturing. With Keon Coleman, it's not doing the things off the field he needs to do. Professional, being right there and available. When Josh Allen has scramble, is he given the maximum effort on those kinds of plays? There's different ways. Think about a guy like Cole Bishop, totally different. Mm-hmm. Second year, where it was injuries, it was reps. He needed to get on the field. Yes, different position, but it is, I always say this, it is never linear for any of these players to come into the league and expect and know that their trajectory, their development is the exact same. And some will never get there. And some will, and it will take time. And then you take a look at a guy like Tyrell Shavers. I bet you last week, Zach, there's probably people watching the Bills game last week who said, wow, where did we get the Shavers guy from?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because they don't know, because they're more of a casual fan, which is fine. But I guarantee you, there were people going, wow, where did we pick this guy up from? Tyrell Shavers has been with the Buffalo Bills for 3 years. 3 years, right? This is a guy who has been on the practice field, on the practice squad, working his tail off, learning the system, getting chemistry with the quarterback, Josh Allen, during training camp, or maybe even other times during the season when he's had an opportunity, like last year, he was active for a game. He is the same age as Gabe Davis.
Yes.
Gabe Davis is 4 months older than Tyrell Shavers.
It's crazy. And you know, bringing up Shavers too, because, you know, the last few weeks we've talked about Sean McDermott's comments, mainly regarding Keon Coleman and the veiledness of them. And, you know, all right, is he upset with his effort, the whole thing? Yeah, not even the case with Tyrell Shavers. He can't wait to sing his praises. He did yesterday, of like talking about, same thing you said. Like, he was on practice squad. He's fighting for a roster spot. By the way, he had 2 big plays against Tampa this year. The one in the preseason as well, where he's got this amazing catch that maybe solidifies his spot on the roster. He gets the big touchdown this week as well. But yeah, I mean, maybe he is just kind of that diamond in the rough, good receiver, not going to say he's great, but a good weapon for the Bills to have. And if this continues to roll, good for him. That's awesome. He's absolutely earned it. Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Sal, just a few more minutes here. One player I did want to ask about, because we really didn't hear his name, but he did play around 50% of the snaps on defense, Max Harrison. What did you see from him? I take that. It's kind of like the same with the offensive line. I didn't hear his name, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. I actually thought the corners overall played pretty well in the last game for the Bills. And, you know, you look at this Tampa Bay team. Tampa Bay is a team that takes shots. They take a lot of shots down the field. They didn't take that many shots down the field. They didn't have a lot of big explosive plays. Now, the wind was a bit of a factor, and the fact that they could run the ball was a factor. If you could run the ball well and effectively, you don't need to take those shots down the field. But when they did take those shots, they really didn't. They didn't really connect, and they didn't even attempt them, to be honest with you. They did a great job. Egbuka was targeted 9 times. He had 5 catches for 40 yards. That's one of his lesser performances of the year. Only eight yards a catch is his second worst of the season. Cade Otton, tight end, 2 catches for 28 yards. It didn't matter. The guy they were finding was Sterling Shepard. He was a guy that actually did a pretty good job. But the point is about the corners. I thought the corners played well for the Bills. I thought they did a good job to limit what Tampa was able to do. And it's a new test this week because they're going to be coming into this game. And of course, as I said a little bit earlier, it's going to be Nico Collins, who they're going to be looking at to make big plays in the Houston Texans passing game. And of course, Dalton Schultz is a very nice tight end. There's a guy that's very, very reliable, generally good for 40, 50, 60 yards a game. They're going to want to get him the ball if they can. They have a guy named Higgins who and Noel, a couple of guys who can contribute in the passing game. And they're going to be a team that the Bills are going to have to do the same thing against. But especially Nico Collins, that's the guy you got to focus on. He is such a beast, and he hurt the Bills last year.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Sal, for today, it is, of course, a short week. It's a Tuesday. Normally, you and the media are off. The Bills off as well. That's not the case today. They had a walkthrough yesterday, practice today. Are we hearing from Sean McDermott again before practice? I think you said that.
We are hearing from Sean McDermott at 12:55 p.m.
All right, so and then it kind of goes from there, a little bit of a normal week, of course, just with the game on Thursday. You'll be talking with Sean McDermott as well tomorrow, I believe, and so that'll be still live right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, so don't worry about that. Keep us tuned in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll get you that. But Sal, before we let you go, the most important thing, we found Syracuse's quarterback for next year.
I just saw this. Yeah.
Sam Levitt, Arizona State, very good quarterback, was injured this year. A little bit too much hero ball, going for Jordan Tyson a lot. NFL prospect, though, Sal, I think we found our guy. I think we found him. I was leaning towards Drew Mestemaker out of North Texas. I think we found our guy, though.
Yeah, I get it. Let's see it. Let's see how it plays out here. Definitely Syracuse needs a guy, but I'm sure there's going to be 10 more before when the transfer portal is going
Almost definitely. All right, Sal, we'll let you get out of here. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll hear from you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. Yeah, Sam Levitt, great quarterback prospect. I was expecting him to be out of college this year. He was a little bit more on the outside part of that very talented quarterback class coming into this year that really never met expectations. He was sort of below the guys like Aller and Klubnik, Lenora Sellers, and Arch Manning, with the potential that he could skyrocket into the top stratosphere and be a first-round pick. Never happened for him. Very much was zeroing in on Jordan Tyson, who's probably going to be the first receiver taken in this year's draft. Also has been dealing with injuries. And now the report is from a number of college football reporters, including Pete Nakos of On3, that he is doubtful to return to Arizona State next year. Not saying that he's definitively going to leave, but doubtful. And that Levitt's camp is actively shopping the, quote, as they're calling it, the quote-unquote talented passer at a high level. Syracuse, the Fran Brown, they're bringing in high-level receivers. They pass the ball a ton. Look what it did for Kyle McCord when he was playing there. And he went from a guy that was just, you know, let go by Ohio State. How does that happen? He worked really, really well in his one season there. I think Levitt could do far worse than going to Syracuse, especially too. The ACC seems wide open, brother. You could get there if you put up the numbers and with the recruiting classes they're bringing in, maybe even the portal classes they bring in. Syracuse could be a lot of fun next year. Although, James Franklin now at Virginia Tech could make the ACC much more interesting. 803-0550, the number to call. Butch, if you hang on the line, we'll get you when we come back, and we'll love to hear from the rest of you out there as well, talking Bills, Texans, Sabres as well. 5-1 win over Edmonton last night. Very impressive. Stay interesting. Stay interesting, Sabres, and we'll keep going here. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones along with you for about another half hour or so here as we get you ready for Sabres Live at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.